it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today. And it seems like every Saturday, sometimes between 5 and 8 p.m., I'm listening to WGN Radio, and I hear this guy, Peter Greenberg, on the air, CBS News travel editor and host of Eye on Travel. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Last time we spoke, the whole Southwest thing was going down, and there were so many unattended bags over at Midway Airport. And there was one woman, you had mentioned to put a tracking device, an AirTag, in your luggage on one of the shows here. And I thought, what a great idea. Well, there was a woman who was actually flying United, and she was following the GPS of her AirTag. But that piece of luggage took a trip on its own, did it not?
Listen, she wasn't the only one. We had a situation a couple of weeks ago where we were in France, and the airline told us the bags were not anywhere near France. We had to tell them, oh, no, the bags are actually moving over Bosnia-Herzegovina and now over Italy. They're landing in an hour. Do not lie to us.
So, okay, if we can track them, how come the airlines can't?
Well, the airlines have the technology to do it. They haven't invested the money. They've had RFID tag technology for years. Now the Apple AirTags and some other devices allow passengers to stay more on top of their bags than the airlines do. And the thing that's the worst thing of all, and I've experienced it, many of you have too, is that once they find your bags, it's the airline. It's not the airline that delivers it. They subcontracted out to some guy named Vern in an old Econoline van. And you may not see it for another 2 days. So they don't prioritize the deliveries either.
Something you said on the air that I thought was very interesting when I spoke to you last, was it 98% of all bags that are unattended make it to their owners? That's pretty high.
Actually, close. It's pretty good. Now, however, when you take a look at the total number of bags we're talking about, that's still a couple of 100,000 bags that don't. And there's a reason why. There's a place in Scottsboro, Alabama, called Unclaimed Baggage. It's a store that sells everything in those bags. It's like the size of 3 Walmarts. So there's still a lot more work to be done.
Is it like Storage Wars, where like you can buy something and you then randomly go through it, or can you look through the bags to determine whether or not you'd like to buy them? Is it a surprise, or can you kind of go shopping through the bag?
It's not a surprise. What happens is the store itself goes through the bags, and they have complete display cases of Rolex watches, of Ray-Bans, of iPhones. They've got complete, of jewelry, of guitars. They even have an annual ski sale. So, no, what you're seeing at the store, they've already, separated out and have priced.
Have you ever gotten wind of someone who goes to this store? Where did you say it was?
Scottsboro, Alabama. Gotten wind. I go there all the time. Are
okay,
you kidding?
No, I wanted to say, have you ever heard of anyone going there going, wait a minute, that's my Rolex, that's my guitar? Yeah.
You know what happened? It happened to me.
What?
I went there once. It did. I went there once, and I found some videotapes belonging to an NBC News reviewer. And I said, okay, I'll buy them. It cost me $5, and I FedExed them to him saying, guess what I found? He was hysterical. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. All right. If you're ever in Alabama, I would definitely like to go there. That's destination travel. I would like to go there. Can I find a cheap flight to Alabama at this time?
Yes, you can. There are cheap flights in the U.S. now, other than President's Day weekend. You'll see a lot of airlines, the newcomers like Breeze and Avalo and a few more that are like, $29 and $39 tickets. So you're going to see some of those sales pop up between now and May 15th. They're not going to be up there for a while, but they're good through May 15th. So you want to jump on them.
Okay, so Southwest Airlines, we began this conversation talking about them. I saw some woman on TikTok, and I don't know if it's accurate, I didn't check it, but she said that she got some money and some miles from Southwest, and that her family members each received either $1,000 in miles or just $1,000 for their trouble for ruining Christmas. Have you heard anything about this?
I have. Southwest Airlines is under the gun right now from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The U.S. DOT is coming hot, very strong. There's probably going to be an enforcement action and a huge proposed fine against Southwest. And they are inclined at this point to reimburse people for their reasonable expenses, for accommodations, for meals, for clothing if they lost their bags for a number of days, toiletries, and, of course, alternate forms of transportation. The people who had to buy very expensive one-way tickets on other airlines, or, you know, like formed a group and rented a car and a big SUV. Now, there are instances where the airline's offering people mileage. I have to laugh at that. That's the last thing anybody wants at this point. It's a four-letter word. It starts with C and ends with H. It's called cash. The airline needs to reimburse people reasonable expenses that they actually spent. And if you're talking about the million passengers that were disenfranchised by Southwest over that period, you're talking about a payout that's going to probably exceed $70 million, not counting the revenue that Southwest lost because they weren't operating essentially for 7 days.
Yeah, that was a long time. 773 has texted us 312-981-7200. Can Peter recommend a certain air tracker that's better than the others?
Well, there are some that are more expensive than others. It doesn't necessarily mean they're better. So far, the one that I seem to think is doing the best job is the Apple AirTag. The Apple AirTag was one of the most popular stocking stuffers for Christmas this year. Everybody seemed to think, hey, necessity being the mother of invention, I need one of those. So it's a good starter kit, if you know what I mean.
All right. And I am planning a trip sometime in May of this year. I'm not a very good traveler. I'm not very good at looking at great prices. My girlfriends and I are hitting a milestone birthday. We're going to be 30. Just kidding. And we're going to be going somewhere in Arizona. Is it dumb to buy tickets now? When is a good time to buy tickets?
Well, between now and the middle of May, with the exception maybe of Easter and spring break, if you can find a low fare now, jump on it. But the usual word is about 24 to 54 days out, more like 54 days out, because the old airline algorithms that they use to project demand and set prices, they don't work anymore. People are booking much more closely in as opposed to advance. So you can be a very good comparison shopper online, but that doesn't necessarily mean you want to buy it online, because the inventory that you're seeing online is not all the inventory. It's only the inventory that's been given to the online travel agency by the airline. So be a good comparison shopper. Pick up the phone and call the airline. It doesn't cost you to talk to them. It only costs you maybe $25 if you buy the ticket through them. However, since they've got more inventory, the money you save might actually be worth it.
See, that's what I have learned from you, is if you have the airline app and you do things via the app, everybody says, that's the way to do it, it's easy. But talking to someone, you can sometimes get a better deal.
Well, it's more than just being easier, it's more information. I mean, here's my app for that. Talk to a human being, whether it's a travel agent, a travel advisor, or the travel provider themselves. It lets you be a better, more informed comparison shopper, and you'll be able to make an intelligent decision.
He's Peter Greenberg. You do such a great job. Where is your next area of travel?
Well, the show this week is coming from Paris.
Wow.
So check it out. Yeah. And then next week, I'll be in Chicago. So I'll talk to you then.
Awesome. Well, ooh la la, have a great time in Paris. I took French in high school, and I know fromage.
I can tell.
I know. Fromage is cheese, and au revoir, à bientôt, I can say to you.
Yes, and I can always say, où est le bain? You know what that means?
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? You got it.
They teach us the important things. Peter Greenberg, thank you so very much. Appreciate talking to you.
You got it. Happy New Year.